Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops. I'll be with you each Saturday now at this time on WCLV 95.5 for a half hour of your favorite Pops music. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the end of today's program, we'll be giving away tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's April 6th concert at Severance Hall, our fling into spring, so stay tuned. Check our website at www.clevelandpops.com for information about all our upcoming concerts and events. Tonight's show features the music of Stephen Sondheim, specifically the finales and ensembles from some of his great shows. Let's start with one of the truly dynamite numbers of all time from Company called Getting Married Today.
Here, because if everybody's here, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate you going even more. I mean, you must have lots of better things to do, and not a word of it to Paul. Remember, Paul, you know the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not, because it wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. Thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Everybody, look, I don't know what you're waiting for. A wedding, what's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I've ever heard, which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly you realize you're saddled with a knot and want to kill me, which you should. Thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. Don't just stand there, I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Go, can't you go? Why is nobody listening? Goodbye, go and cry at another person's wake. If you're quick for a kick, you could pick up a christening, but please, on my knees, there's a human life at stake. Listen, everybody, I'm afraid you didn't hear it. Do you want to see a crazy lady fall apart in front of you? It isn't only Paul who'll be ruining his life. You know, we'll both of us be losing our identities. I telephoned my analyst about it, and he said to see him Monday, but by Monday, he'll be floating in the Hudson with the other garbage. I'm not well, so I'm not getting married. You've been swell, but I'm not getting married. Clear the hall, because I'm not getting married. Thank you all, but I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Watch me die like Eliza on the ice. Look, perhaps I'll collapse in the abs right before you all. So take back the cake, burn the shoes and boil the rice. Look, I didn't want to tell you, but I may be coming down with hepatitis, and I think I'm going to faint. So if you want to see me faint, I'll do it happily. But wouldn't it be funnier to go and watch your funeral? So thank you for the 27 dinner plates, 37 butter knives, 47 paperweights, 57 can holders.
One more thing.
I'm not getting married. But I'm not getting married. See, I'm not getting married. Still not getting married. Let us pray that we're not getting married today.
The Cleveland Pops Orchestra's weekly show, Rhythms and Views, has begun with music from Company called Getting Married Today. Beth Howland played Amy and Steve Elmore was Paul in this amazing song inspired by the great Pater Arias from Italian opera. I saw a wonderful production of Company right here in Cleveland at the Cleveland Playhouse. Today we're featuring music from Stephen Sondheim's musicals, specifically some ensembles and finales. Let's continue with one of the great finales in all music theater, be it Grand Opera or Broadway. This is A Weekend in the Country from A Little Night Music. This show, which I was also fortunate to see right here in Cleveland, Ohio, is based on Ingmar Bergman's 1955 movie called Smiles of a Summer Night, and is a complicated love story slash comedy whose intrigues are far too complicated to get into right now, I'm afraid. By the way, all the music in A Little Night Music is written in 3/4 time or multiples thereof. A Weekend in the Country is the delightful finale to Act One.
Look, ma'am, an invitation here, ma'am, delivered by hand. And ma'am, I notice the stationery's engraved and very grand. Petra, how too exciting, just when I need it. Petra's an elegant writing, so chic, you hardly can read it. What do you think? Who can it be? Even the ink? No, here, let me. Your presence, just think of it, Petra, is kindly. It's at a chateau, requested, etc., etc. Madame Leonora Arms, oh no! A weekend in the country, we're invited. What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country, I'm excited. No, you're not. A weekend in the country, just imagine. It's completely depraved. A weekend in the country, it's insulting. It's engraved. Is that woman, is that arm felt? Only actress, long ago. She may hope to make a charm belt, but she's mad if she thinks I would be such a fool as to weekend in the country. How insulting. And I'm nothing to wear. A weekend in the country. Here, the last place I'm going is there. Guess what, an invitation. Yes, who begins with an A? Ah, felt is at a relation to the decrepit Desiree. Guess when we're asked to go, sir, see, sir, the date there. Guess where a fancy chateau, sir. Guess too, who's lying in wait there, setting her traps, fixing her face.
Darling, perhaps a change of pace.
Oh, no.
A weekend in the country would be charming, and the air would be fresh.
A weekend with that woman.
In the country.
In the flesh.
I've some business with her mother.
See, it's business. Oh, no doubt. But the business with her mother would be hardly the business I'd worry about.
Just a weekend in the country, smelling jasmine.
Watching little things grow.
A weekend in the country.
Go!
My darling will simply say no.
Oh. A weekend.
How very amusing.
A weekend.
But also inept.
A weekend, of course, we're refusing.
Oh, contraire, you must accept.
Oh, no.
A weekend in the country.
But it's frightful.
No, you don't understand. A weekend in the country is delightful if it's planned. Wear your hair down and a flower. Don't use makeup, dress in white. She'll grow older by the hour and be hopelessly shattered by Saturday night. Spend a weekend in the country.
We'll accept it.
I'd a feeling you would. A weekend in the country.
Yes, it's only polite that we should.
Good.
Well?
I've an intriguing little social item.
What?
Out at the Armfelt family manse.
Well, what?
Merely a weekend, still I thought it might amuse you to know who's invited to go, this time with his pants.
You don't mean...
I'll give you 3 guesses.
She wouldn't.
Reduce it to 2.
It can't be.
It nevertheless is.
Eggerman.
Right, score 1 for you.
Ha-ha!
Aha!
A weekend in the country, we should try it.
How I wish we'd been asked.
A weekend in the country, peace and quiet.
We'll go masked.
A weekend in the country.
Uninvited, they'll consider it odd.
A weekend in the country, I'm delighted.
Oh my God.
And the shooting should be pleasant if the weather's not too rough. Happy birthday, it's your present.
But
you haven't been getting out nearly enough. And a weekend in the country.
It's perverted.
Pack my quiver and bow.
A weekend in the country.
Hey, take exactly to 30 we go.
We can't.
We shall.
We shan't.
I'm getting the car and we're motoring down.
Yes, I'm certain you are and I'm staying in town.
We'll go.
My sister,
I won't.
My
you should.
At everything point. I own.
You know. There's
no need to shout.
A weekend in the country, how amusing, how delightfully droll. A weekend in the country, while we're losing our control. A weekend in the country, how enchanting, on the manicured lawns. A weekend in the country, with the panting and the yawns, with the crickets and the peasants and the orchards and the hay, with the servants and the peasants, we'll be laying our plans, so we're playing croquet for a weekend in the country.
So inactive that one has to lie down. A weekend in the country.
WCLV 95.5 FM, you've heard A Weekend in the Country from A Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim. Let's take a short pause. In tonight's program featuring the ensembles of Stephen Sondheim, we're going to hear music from a show called Pacific Overtures. This musical deals with the opening of Japan to the West, and the ensemble number we're about to hear is called Please Hello. In this selection, we hear representatives from all over the world competing for a piece of Japan.
Please, hello, America back. Commodore Perry said hello. Also comes Memorial Black. President Fillmore wished me so. Emperor Reed, our letter, if no. Commodore Perry, very sad. Emperor Light, our letter, if so. Commodore Perry, very mad. Too short. This time we visit for slow. Last time we come with warships. Now with more ships, say hello. This time request you support. Port for commercial intention. Harbor with ample dimension. But you want only one little port for a freighter. But you want just for fun be a sport.
Maybe later
we bring many recent invention. Kerosene and cement and a grain elevator. A machine you can rent called a train.
Maybe later
also cannon to shoot. Big loud salute like so. Say hello.
Goodbye.
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 Please, goodbye.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello, please.
Goodbye.
Please. Hello, I come with letters from Her Majesty Victoria, who, learning how your trading now sung Hallelujah Gloria, and sent me to convey to you a positive euphoria, as well as little gifts from Britain's various emporia.
The man has come with letters from Her Majesty Victoria, as well as little gifts from Britain's various emporia.
Tea for drink.
I see. I thank
you. I think her letter do contain a few proposals to your emperor, which if of course he won't endorse will put her in a temper. No more happily should he agree will serve to keep her placid, or at least lie followed by a permanent ambassador.
A treaty portent from the court of permanent ambassador, a treaty portent from the court of permanent ambassador, a treaty portent from the court of permanent ambassador, and more.
Her Majesty considers the arrangement to be tentative until we ship a proper diplomatic representative. We don't foresee that you will be the least bit argumentative, so please ignore the man of war we brought as a preventative.
Yes, please ignore the man of war that's anchored rather near to shore. It's nothing but a metaphor that acts as a preventative.
All clear? Just so. Sign here!
Hello, hello! Objection present. President Pierce, St. Louis, British guest ambassador sent. President Pierce, get extra claws.
Wait, please, hello. Don't forget the Dutch. Like to keep in touch. Thank you very much. Tell them to go. Button up the lips. Vote to little nips. Vote with battleships. Hold everything. We gonna bring chocolate. Wouldn't you like to lease a beautiful little piece of chocolate? Listen, that's not to mention wonderful pay, attention, windmills, und tulips, und wooden you like a wooden shoe. Then, can you read? Good, we will need two ports. A bonnet and not to Rocky, how about Nagasaki? Two ports. A bonnet and four is a cocoa, what do you call it, Yokohama? Nagasaki, yeah, sign here.
Wait, please, objection again.
This is clear and indisputable.
Dutch getting too busy.
When not a piece of being, isn't there?
Port
is indisputable.
President's now what a report.
Hello, comes a monkey wrench. Smell that awful stench. Probably the French.
Also insist, giving free ports.
Ah, nine, of course. My mistake, Cesar. Smells the caviar. Leave the door ajar.
Also, what annual
and doesn't show the single port to be suitable.
Hello, is bringing Tsar's request. Braving snow with letter to protest. Since we know you're trading with the West, you might at least, don't touch the coat, start looking east or closer west. Well, farther north are we the fourth. I feel depressed, don't touch the coat. Coming next is extraterritoriality. Noting text, say extraterritoriality. You perplexed by extraterritoriality. Just noting clause, don't touch the coat. We'd say your laws do not apply. Don't touch the coat when we drop by, not getting shot no matter what. A minor scrape, a major rape, and we escape. Don't touch the cape. That's what is extraterritoriality. Hey!
Fair is fair. You wish perhaps to vote. Ha, ha, ha. What do we care? You liking what we wrote? Sitting there is finest fleet afloat. Observing boat. Don't touch the coat. Just sign the note.
The British feel his latest dealings
virgin immorality, the elements of precedent, the rest of the
state, hello, hello, please, hello, 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 hello. I bring word, I bring word from Napoleon III. He had heard what have occurred there from the little bird. Undeterred, we conferred, so we felt that we'd been slurred, and the verdict was he spurred me here to bring the word. Would you like to know the word from Napoleon III? It's détente, oui, détente, that's the only thing we want. Just détente, ooh, détente, no agreement could be more fair. Signing pacts, passing acts, there's no time for making warfare when you're always busy making with the mutual détente. A détente, a détente, it's the only thing we wish. Same as them, except additional, the rights to fish. You'll be paid, and we'll have the big parade if we somehow can persuade you to accept our aid. It is not to be afraid, as we merely wish to trade. Japan among your imports, tell each man that Japan can be bothered giving him input while she's in a tizzy dizzy with semi-job at
this is late, and I fear, well you see, there's a famine, could you wait for a year? We'll agree to examine it, but later,
and
I fear, there's
that's
a drought and a
we want.
Famine.
Just
if you wait for the year,
no,
there's no doubt we'll examine it, but we'll be
that delightful number was Please Hello from Pacific Overtures by Stephen Sondheim in our program featuring ensembles from his musicals. Let's take a short pause. For our final number, we're going to hear the finale to Act One of Into the Woods, a musical that brilliantly intertwines many well-known fairy tales. I saw a fine production of Into the Woods at Kane Park a few summers ago. However, before we play it, it's time for our weekly quiz for two tickets to the April 6th concert entitled A Fling into Spring. Just tell me the following. Drum roll, please. In Sondheim's musical, Sunday in the Park, tell me the name of the artist who painted La Grande Jatte, upon which this musical was based. Call 1-800-343-WCLV. Call 1-800-343-9258. Here is the finale to Act One of Into the Woods.
And it came to pass, all that seemed wrong was now right, and those who deserved to were certain to live a long and happy life. Ever after.
Ever after.
Journey over, all is mended, and it's not just for today, but tomorrow, and extended ever after.
Ever after.
All the curses have been ended, the reverses wiped away, all is tenderness and laughter for forever after.
Happy now and happy hence and happy ever after.
There were dangers and confusion, and the paths would often swerve. There were constant disillusions, but they never lost their nerve,
and they reached the right conclusions.
And we got what we deserve. Now I'm ordinary, 'cause I'm a fella, I'm a fella, I'm an happy now, I'm happy and as well as ever.
Tonight's program of ensembles of Stephen Sondheim is concluded with the finale of Act One of Into the Woods, called Ever After. Congratulations to the winner of tonight's contest to correctly identify Georges Seurat as the artist who painted La Grande Jatte. This person has just won two tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's April 6th Fling Into Spring. We'll be announcing the winner of the contest at the conclusion of tonight's program. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. This is your host, Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to stop and buy tickets to the April 6th concert called Fling Into Spring and listen to the music.